From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. One of the most dizzying one-day drops in Wall Street history. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged nearly 1,000 points before recovering more than half its losses today. The drop was in part a result of the situation in Greece, where riots broke out for a second day over efforts to rein in that country's enormous debt. However, computer sell orders and what appears to be a trader error exacerbated the slide. Jeremy Siegel is a professor of finance at the Wharton Business School. He does not expect the Greek debt problem to have a long-term effect on the U.S. economy.
Some of the experts say that these problems in Europe shouldn't mean more than a very few tenths of a percent off of our growth. So one remembers the Asian crisis back in 1997 and 8, and that was also a temporary decline in stock prices, and then the market resumed upward, and so did our growth. I think quite a similar situation will be in play here.
Dow, along with other major stock market indexes, lost more than 3% of their value today. The SEC is looking at what happened. The Dow ended the day down 347 points to close at 10,520. The Nasdaq lost 82 points. The S&P 500 dropped 37 points. The Obama administration is weighing in on several amendments to the Financial Regulatory Reform Bill currently on the Senate floor. As NPR's Moore Eliason reports, the administration opposes amendments proposed by both Republicans and Democrats.
President Obama doesn't often weigh in on amendments to a bill, but today he issued a statement calling a Republican-backed amendment worse than the status quo. It would restrict the scope of a new consumer protection agency and put it inside the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The White House wants an independent consumer agency housed inside the Federal Reserve. But the White House also opposes an amendment by Democratic-affiliated independent Bernie Sanders. He wants to audit the Federal Reserve. Here's Deputy Treasury Secretary Neil Wolin.
We think that, as Senator Sanders does, that transparency of the Fed is critically important. But we also believe that it's important that the Federal Reserve Board have independence.
But President Obama stopped short of issuing veto threats in the event any of those amendments pass. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The Interior Department has postponed public meetings in the sale of the first area to be leased for offshore drilling off the coast of Virginia, NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
Virginia is supposed to be the first state to allow offshore oil drilling along the Atlantic coast. Federal Interior Department officials say their experts are too busy responding to the oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. They also want to wait for the results of a safety review before they have public meetings. Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell supports drilling. His office says drilling should go ahead as planned 2 years from now, despite this delay. But President Obama is under pressure from environmental groups and members of Congress to cancel plans to expand offshore drilling. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Obama administration is said to be on the verge of announcing a deal to reopen the U.S. border to Mexican trucks, something that would effectively end a dispute that prompted Mexico to slap duties on $2.4 billion worth of U.S. goods. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said details of the agreement will be announced shortly. Mexico imposed the retaliatory duties last year after the U.S. Congress canceled a pilot program to open the U.S. market to Mexican long-haul trucks, something that was promised under the North American Free Trade Agreement. Polls have closed in the British general election, with exit polls and early returns suggesting an inconclusive result to the closest race in 30 years. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
An exit poll for the BBC and other broadcasters surveyed around 20,000 people out of the 45 million Britons eligible to vote. It suggested Britain was on course for its first so-called hung parliament since 1974, when no party gained an overall majority. The forecast made the opposition Conservatives the largest party, with a gain of nearly 100 seats in parliament, mostly at the expense of the incumbent Labour Party. If the exit poll is correct, the rise of the centrist Liberal Democrats has failed to materialise. Under the rules governing a hung parliament, Prime Minister Gordon Brown would get the first chance to try to form a government, likely through a coalition with the Liberal Democrats. But early returns suggested the Conservative Party still has a chance of achieving a very slim majority. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
A bipartisan Senate panel has rejected a proposal which would have broken up the nation's six biggest banks by a 61-33 vote tonight. Lawmakers voted against the plan. The Obama administration had argued the size of some financial institutions was a factor in the 2008 market crash. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.